Chapter 19, Christian in the Study and in the Armory. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse 11. In the Study. A little later, everyone was awake. When they had talked together for a while, one of the family members said, "Christian, you hope to continue your journey soon, but before you leave, we would like to show you the special things of our place." The first place they brought him was to their study. There were very old papers and lists of names. In my dream, I saw Christian looking at them. Names of important people were written down on the paper. Often the names of the father, the grandfather, and his father also were added. The list went on, and likewise it was done with the mothers. The first list, as it appeared, was of the family of the Lord of the Hill, and indeed Christian read his name and saw that he was the son of the Ancient of Days. It could not be told how old he was. The list also contained all his acts. When Christian had read these, he called out in surprise how much he did. He continued looking down the lists. "Oh, there are many more names written down, hundreds of them. Who are all these people?" Someone in the family knew. "These are the names of the people who may now serve the Lord." "Are they not alive anymore?" Christian wanted to know. "Not on earth. They now live in a place where they cannot become old anymore. Even if they were there for a long time already, their strength will never be broken down anymore." Together they had a good look at the list again and saw that much more was written on it. They read, for example, what some servants did for their Lord. "Look over here, Christian. Look at these names. Those were brave men. They conquered kingdoms. They took good care of the people who needed it and rebuked the evil. It is all written down here." "You must also read what is written here. These servants needed the Lord in everything. The Lord promised that he would take care of them, and everything he promised them, they received." They also read about servants who stopped the mouths of lions, who quenched the fire, and those who fled from the sword just in time. They read of a servant who was so weak that there was no more strength left. But when war started, he became so strong that entire armies fled from him. Christian enjoyed hearing this. They paged through the lists. "Here it is about the Lord again," one said. "Shall I read it to you?" Christian nodded. "The Lord wants to receive all people. All people may come to him, and he will be good for them, even if they have been his greatest enemies. Can you understand that?" They listened quietly to the other stories. Every time one read, the others listened. Thus Christian heard old and new things, things which happened already and things which must still come. He also heard about punishments which must still be executed. This should scare the enemies, but there was also comfort for poor travelers. Christian had heard much which filled his thoughts. Explanation. In this study, we find much of the word of the Lord. We still have that word. How nice it is when you have your own Bible. In the Bible, we read who the Lord himself is. We also read how old the Lord is. When we were not yet born, the Lord was already there. When the world did not exist yet, he already existed. He has always been there. He is eternal. When there were no people yet, he already knew what was going to happen. Everything, he had a plan. Already then, there was love for his children in his heart. And that love is eternal. God the Father gave his Son. He came to this world to do the most important and the very best work. He died on the cross. He arose from the dead. And he went back to his Father. What great acts! He did not do this work for himself, but for his children. They were his enemies at first, but he showed them what he did for them. Therefore, they were going to serve him. They received faith in their hearts, and with that they could do great things. How incomprehensibly great and good God is. Would you not want to serve him? In the armory. The next day they brought Christian into the armory. It was a large room where all kinds of weapons were kept. Here the Lord prepared the weapons for the travelers. There were swords, helmets, harnesses, and shoes. These shoes were very special, for they could not wear out. When you looked around, you saw there were very many weapons. You could arm as many soldiers as there were stars in the sky. But which weapon was the best one? What was the best way to fight for the Lord? The best way to fight for the Lord was by prayer. That weapon could be found here too, for much prayer was being made there. Together they walked through the armory. Every now and then they stood still. Then they came to a place where many things were lying together. It seemed that they were very common things. Still, many great acts were done with these. Servants of the Lord did miracles with them. They could not do that of themselves, but the Lord worked it. The Lord can do great wonders with common things. All these things can be found in the word of the Lord. Shall we show them to you? Now look, this is Moses' staff. What miracles he did with it. He turned water into blood with it. He let the staff change into a snake. Yes, the entire Red Sea was split into two parts with the staff, so that there came a path in the sea. And here, beside the staff, lies a hammer and a nail. They are jails. An enemy of the Lord was sleeping in her tent. She pounded the nail into the enemy's head. What faith she received from the Lord, did she not? Shall we look further? They saw trumpets and pitchers. Those are Gideon's, Christian. The entire army of Midian fled because of those trumpets and pitchers. A little further, Christian saw a goad, a stick with a sharp point. A goad was used when oxen had to pull the plow through the field. If the oxen would kick back, and they were pricked with this goad. That is Shamgar's. He slew 600 men with it. And here lies a donkey's jaw. Just look. With this bone, Samson killed many enemies. A little further lay David's sling, with which he killed the giant Goliath. How did he dare? He dared because he trusted in the Lord. He received faith from the Lord. Christian took a good look at everything, what miracles happened through faith. But then they also showed him a sword. This is a special sword, Christian. It belongs to our Lord. With this sword, he will once kill the man of sin. Christian looked at the razor-sharp sword, which made him silent. They showed him many more things, very special and nice things. He enjoyed it, and the time flew by. It was time for bed again. Explanation. What is the meaning of the armory? The armory refers to the Word of God. In that word are also places where you can find weapons. Those are weapons to fight against sin in your own heart and against the sinful world. There are also weapons to fight against the devil. Faith in the Lord is a strong weapon. You yourself do not need to be strong for that, and the Lord does not need big things for it. You can read about it in the Bible. Moses only had a staff, Jael a nail, Gideon a few pitchers and lamps, Shamgar a goad, Samson a jawbone, and David a sling and some stones. All of these were very simple things. Still, armies of enemies were slain by them. Do you understand that? That was because these people had another weapon. Which weapon? Faith in God. We need that weapon too. Ready for the journey again. It was still very early in the morning when Christian awoke again. He was getting ready for the journey, for today he wanted to continue on the way. But the others thought differently. Stay one more day. You can continue your journey tomorrow. We still want to show you the Delectable Mountains. At least, if the weather is clear, otherwise you cannot see them. Hopefully we can. You will be very happy to see the mountains and be comforted by them. For those mountains lie very near to the celestial city. Well, that is fine with me, Christian said. I would like to see those mountains. And thus he stayed another day. When the sun arose, they went to the roof of the house. When they arrived there, they said, Now look that way, to the south. Christian peered into the distance and saw a mountainous area with beautiful woods and vineyards. If he looked closely, he could see all kinds of fruits, flowers, brooks, and wells. Beautiful. What is the name of that country? He wanted to know. It is called Emmanuel's Land. All travelers may come in there. Just as with our hill, when you arrive, you will see the gate of the celestial city. There are shepherds who will show you the way to the gate. Christian was desirous to continue on the way. Are you okay if I continue my journey now? It is good, they said. But let us first go to the armory. We want to give you weapons to use on the way. And thus it happened. He received a helmet, a harness, and some other weapons. He was covered from head to toe. And these were not just any weapons, no, they had all been tried before. Christian needed good weapons, for it could easily be that he would be attacked on the way. Once he was completely armed, he walked outside with his friends until they came to the gate. There Christian asked the porter, Have you seen any travelers passing by? Yes, the porter answered. Oh, Christian said, Did you know him? Could you please tell me if you knew him? The porter nodded. When I asked him, What is your name? He answered, My name is Faithful. Faithful? Christian cried. Oh, I know him. He is also from my city. He was born there too and lived very close to me. He was my neighbor. And is he on the way too? How far ahead would he be, do you think? I think he would be at the foot of the hill now. Christian turned to the porter with a grateful look and said, "Good friend, the Lord be with you. I hope he will bless you, for you have been very good to me. Thank you very much." Explanation. The Lord takes good care of his children. Sometimes they may enjoy this care. How good it is to be together with other children of God. They sometimes may look ahead to the place they are traveling to. How they can long for heaven then. But they cannot always stay in that place. They must continue on, and then difficult things will come again. Still, the Lord often wants to strengthen his people before they experience difficulties. For that reason, they receive weapons. These are the weapons of faith and of the Word of God. These are necessary, for the devil and sin are still there.